Turning our attention now to Moving Wisconsin Forward. We'll take a look at the Wisconsin idea of the future. We all heard that saying, the Wisconsin idea. Well, we're going to take a look at the Wisconsin idea of the future today with Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County campus. He's been with us a number of times to talk about a whole host of things. Always great to have him with us, and certainly great to hear from you, too, as we talk about the Wisconsin idea and where we're going with it, how it's changed over time. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or email us, that address, talk@wpr.org. Tom's with us by phone today. Tom Plager, welcome back.
Great to be back, Larry. It's always great to be on your program and to be able to talk about things that I'm passionate about, in this case, the University of Wisconsin system and the Wisconsin idea and Wisconsin.
Well, there may be some people who aren't familiar with it, so let's talk about what is the Wisconsin idea, and maybe it's changed a bit over time.
Well, it is. It's a concept that's well over 100 years old, and I think President Van Hise, then president at the turn of the century in the 1900s of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, really coined the first comments or phrase about the Wisconsin idea, where he thought that the university should benefit or influence everyone in the state of Wisconsin. And that grew into, under La Follette's era as governor, I think a close connection between the university and shaping public policy of using university expertise to develop progressive ideas and policies for the state of Wisconsin. It really made Wisconsin a very progressive state. And it's changed and moved in all kinds of new directions, I think, in the last 100 years, with the development of a very robust extension service in the state, Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television, the merger of the University of Wisconsin system with the state college system to have 26 campuses around the state to better connect Wisconsinites to the resources of the UW. So it's a progressive idea that has connected Wisconsin citizens and now the world to our great resources in the university system.
Yeah, with a distance education that we have now, and certainly you didn't mention research, but research plays a big role too.
It's huge when you think about the benefit of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, and many of our campuses that are engaged in original research, and certainly UW-Madison is one of the great public universities of the world that is a tremendous recipient of federal research money and has developed all kinds of new technologies and innovations that's benefited the state, the country, and the world.
And we really, I think we're quite different from other states, from many other states at least, in the way that our public university is organized.
Well, we are. When you look at some of our neighboring states, Michigan that has autonomous campuses, Minnesota that has two separate systems of the University of Minnesota, and MinSCUR, Minnesota Colleges and Universities, or Schools and Universities. Wisconsin is quite unique in that we have two doctoral universities, Madison and Milwaukee, 11 comprehensive campuses that offer master's degrees and a number now that offer professional doctorate degrees, 13 public two-year liberal arts campuses. When that's unique. There aren't other states that are organized that way. And then a separate extension that's not directly attached singularly to the research university, but rather is a statewide entity that has offices in all 72 counties and on all 26 University of Wisconsin campuses. So it's a unique organization. It's one that Wisconsinites really benefit from in terms of mobilizing the resources of the entire university system.
And, you know, as we there are some ideas out there and some plans out there for growth. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
The UW system growth agenda.
Yeah, the growth agenda I really see as the Wisconsin idea of the future, of looking to the future and thinking about how the university's resources can be leveraged to benefit Wisconsin and grow Wisconsin and our communities, jobs in terms of access to education. Listeners can go to the University of Wisconsin system website and view in detail the growth agenda at www.uwsa.edu. But in general, there are really a couple of major points. One is grow people, produce more degrees in the state. We're the eighth largest public university system in the United States, and we're at about 179,000 students this year. And the plan is to grow the number of graduates significantly. I think the last academic year, there were about 33,000 degrees awarded in the state. That's associates all the way up to doctorates. And the plan is by 2025 to cumulatively increase degree production by 80,000 degrees. That's a really
That's ambitious
goal. But it's one that we can do by recruiting more students, reaching out to communities, more first-generation families, and retaining more students. And a good example of this, the University of Wisconsin Colleges, the 13-2 liberal arts campus, two-year liberal arts campuses serve about 14,000 students in the state, and that's the source for the single largest source of first-generation students that access our campuses and then move on to the four-year campuses. And the system data suggests, on average, about a 70% to 72% four-year degree completion rate after 6 years of students originating on those campuses. So that's one example of the types of things and initiatives that Wisconsin has in place to really promote more access, to serve more underserved populations, more first-generation families, and make obtaining a UW degree affordable but also accessible. So growing people is a big part of the growth agenda, as well as growing jobs and growing communities through spin-off research, helping to develop businesses, and connecting the university's resources to the communities that the campuses reside in.
We have some other callers, and there's more we can talk about certainly in this area, but I want to give callers a chance to join in. By the way, you can reach us with your comment or question at 1-800-642-1234. Let's turn to Buck in Madison. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi. I've lived here for decades and love our university, and our daughter is at UW Stevens Point. But I recently, as I frequently do, a couple of times a year, called a university department for help on a question and was told, nah, we don't deal with the public anymore. We throw your letters in the mailbox.
Ah.
I was so offended, but I didn't want to get the woman fired, right? And called the president and or the chancellor, and she said, no, no, that's not our policy. Now, the Wisconsin ideal is that the resources of the university extend to the boundaries of the state, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So did I just reach an aberrant secretary?
I think that what your experience, I hope, was unusual.
And, I would think it would be very unusual.
Yeah, my experience, I've worked on five University of Wisconsin campuses, and am a lifelong resident of the state. And my experience has been, and I've worked at UW-Madison, I've worked at UW-Marinette, so the largest and one of the smallest campuses. By comparison, I'm at UW-Baraboo now. And it, generally, I think you'll find faculty are excited about connecting with the public, sharing their research, sharing their expertise. It's a matter of connecting to the right resource, and that might be calling a campus directly, visiting your local extension office in your community or the continuing ed office on a campus to find out who's the right person to connect with you. And I'm sorry to hear you had an experience like that, because I think most folks who work at the university are want to connect and want to assist the public in any way that they can.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. And I'm just thinking about my own experiences, the number of times that I talk with people or give talks, and the number of times that, well, it's Thursday. I've got a father and a son coming to campus. I'm going to talk with them about the program that we have in the Department of Life Sciences Communication and show them around a little bit, take a little time to do that. And I think that's pretty important to do.
I agree, and I think the more we can do to welcome the public and connect them to the university, the better. So, but I appreciate the comment and hearing that story.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Well, you talked about helping businesses grow, and before we go back to the phones, I think we really need to tailor, if we're talking about reaching and helping to meet local businesses, I think we really need to tailor our education and outreach in that area.
I do, and I think you're seeing that across the state with the University of Wisconsin Extension Small Business Development Program, Extension Continuing Education Operations on all the campuses here on our campus in Baraboo. Our continuing ed office is regularly offering programs in conflict management, software expertise and development, business management, management components that the university can provide, expertise that relate to small businesses and growing businesses. That's what we need to do, and it's the continuing education operations that really help in our communities make this possible. And also, I should point out, the extension offices in all 72 counties are resources where people can go to find out what kind of expertise exists in the community or what extension can bring to the community to help businesses grow.
Susan in Coon Valley, we turn to you now. Hi, Susan. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I'm just kind of curious. You know, we're very fortunate to have these major universities within the Midwest region, and I'm looking at the University of Minnesota, for example, and the University of Wisconsin. Has there been any organization that have tried to collaborate between these universities and looking at having an organization to fund further research and collaborating between these universities?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I think there's a lot of collaboration going on across the state within the system and outside of the system. I think particularly at places like Madison, Milwaukee, and the campuses that border states, La Crosse, River Falls, Superior. I think all of those places you see faculty and departments collaborating with neighboring universities and expertise around the country. And in many cases, neighboring states, particularly a good example is Wisconsin and Minnesota, developing a tuition policy that allows reciprocity of students from out of state, from those two states that are along the borders, particularly to pay similar tuition if they attend a campus in Wisconsin if they're from Minnesota and vice versa. So I think there's a lot of collaboration going on. There's room for more. I think particularly in this economy, the more that universities can do to work together to better develop research programs and share resources and expertise, and also in terms of educating, the better. So I think that's happening.
Yeah, and I'd give you one specific example that's fresh in my mind, which is the Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Center, which is about $150 million research project that the UW-Madison attracted, but in collaboration with Michigan State University. And I've interviewed people from Michigan State about the work and people from here. So you're right. It's definitely something that the universities are looking to do.
I think, too, that universities are special places where they're magnets for ideas and scholarship. And not only do you have faculty and residents on those campuses doing these types of activities, they attract people from elsewhere, visiting and collaborating, sharing, presenting. They're very special places in terms of engaging scholarship and discussing ideas and places that benefit the communities they're in and the entire state.
Yeah. Helena, in Milwaukee, we turn to you now. Thank you for calling.
All right. You're welcome.
And what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, you know, there's a lot of money being loaned here and there and everywhere. Shouldn't a disclosure be made what they did with that money?
Oh, you mean in terms of, well, let's say research dollars would be an example, I would suppose. Tom, you want to comment on that?
I'm not sure exactly what the caller is referring to, but I think any university research project is, unless there's some a patented component to the research, is usually transparent, and the university's budget is very transparent. The entire University of Wisconsin system budget is accessible online and is open to public scrutiny. So I think in terms of expenditures of the university, it's a very transparent process. I'm not sure if the caller is talking about tuition and funding for tuition, and there's a lot of course, private loaning that occurs, and that's something that students really need to seek advice when they accept financial aid, and also any type of tuition assistance that might be from a private lender that they need to be in contact with university advisors. So that's the best I can do, I guess, to answer that question.
Yeah, stimulus money, certainly that has to be pretty transparent as well. Tom Plager, our guest today. Tom is Dean and Campus Executive Officer, Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus, talking with him today about the Wisconsin idea of the future, moving ahead with him and with you. So stay with us. News coming up, and then we'll be back with Tom here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at the Wisconsin idea of the future here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, my guest Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer, Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County campus. So looking at the UW system, Tom, an email from Brian in Monona. Brian says, Wisconsin has one of the largest post-secondary education systems in the U.S., but we have very low wages in the state. It seems no matter how much we spend, we continue to have low wages and brain drain. How do you, as an administrator, explain this problem, and what can be done to fix it?
Great question. First of all, the brain drain concept is the idea that we're a major exporter of college graduates, and there's been a significant amount of research done looking at this in terms of how many graduates we produce. Wisconsin has about 26% of its population that holds a four-year degree compared to Minnesota, which is around 32%. And the U.S. average is about 28%. And our per capita income is distributed. Wisconsin has a lower per capita income than Minnesota and a lower than national average per capita income. And I think that's there's clearly a connection there, or at least a correlation between the number of college-educated citizens and the earning power within the state. I think what we've been able to show is that Wisconsin produces a significant number of graduates, but we need to produce more. We need to really get our citizens ready for the future economy, where education is more important than ever. One of the problems that Wisconsin has is it's not a net attractor of outside college graduates. If you look at where the greatest percentages of college graduates are, they're in our larger cities and certainly centered around our universities. I think Dane County has the largest percentage, somewhere 45-48% of that county, versus the county that I'm in, Sauk County, is around 20% of its citizens hold a college degree. So increasing production, connecting the research and the business of the university to businesses, I think the types of things that are going on in Madison with the research park and other research initiatives that connect directly what faculty are up to in the area of research to businesses and industry in our communities is very important, and we need to continue to do that. So I think the university will clearly play a major role in addressing this problem and moving the state forward, and that's really what the growth agenda is about.
Joan in Milwaukee, we turn to you next. Hi, Joan.
Hi. When you were describing the different functions of different portions of the UW system, I think you barely touched on what I assume is the extension program. And as an ordinary citizen, I only connect that with gardening. And I have an idea that it has a lot more to do than just with the agricultural.
It does. Extension is a major part of the university system, and it's part of the original land grant mission of the university to bring its resources into the area of manufacturing and agriculture and lifelong learning to its communities. And what makes Wisconsin different than most of the other states is that the extension is a separate institution that's now twinned or connected with the University of Wisconsin Colleges, and it has many different components to it. There is the broadcast and media innovations component that includes Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television. There's the co-op operations in each of the counties that include ag agents and family services and experts in a whole variety of land matters and expertise that connects to the communities that those offices reside in. There's continuing education operations on all 26 campuses that provide lifelong learning in partnership with the four-year campuses. And Extension also has collaborative partnerships in research on a number of the University of Wisconsin campuses. And that's just a part of it. So Extension is a big part and a great resource for the state in terms of the outreach it brings of connecting Wisconsin's university resources to the public.
Yeah.
Well, I have a selfish question.
Okay.
I live in Milwaukee, and being one of the poorest cities in the nation, I guess, I'm probably not one of the poorest people in Milwaukee, but I'm close to it. I want to know how the extension, besides the growing power that we have here that we're beginning to realize, our backyard gardens, I want to know how the extension can especially help Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Extension is doing that, and I'd encourage you to go online and through the University of Wisconsin System website, access Extension and access your local county co-op office and see the types of programming that's going on in your communities. And I can assure you that Extension has expertise that's reaching out to a whole variety of areas in terms of problems and issues and connecting people with the university in Milwaukee. In addition, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, I think, is a critical component to the future of Milwaukee and the future of the state in terms of growing its resources. The new program in water research and connecting to the Great Lakes, I think, is extremely important. The type of research development that's going on there and partnerships between UW-Milwaukee and UW-Madison and the other University of Wisconsin campuses, I think, are going to play a pivotal role in Wisconsin or in Milwaukee's development.
Thank you very much for calling, Joan. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, with your question or comment at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, the email address, talk@wpr.org. Let's talk a little bit more about growing communities. You mentioned growing communities and helping people in Wisconsin gain access to UW resources and education.
Well, and that's happening in a variety of ways. The communities where the campuses reside in, I think there's a greater emphasis in reaching out to communities. Virtually all the faculty in the system have community engagement or service as part of their promotion and retention criteria, and you're seeing a great interest in that. I also think in reaching out and providing new avenues of access to formal higher education, one of the really, I think, amazing initiatives that's just kicked off last month is the eCampus, which is a run by Extension, and it's taking all of the online resources of the University of Wisconsin system and putting them into one portal so that someone, regardless of where they are in the state in terms of being place-bound or even outside of the state, can go to one place and look at more than 70 online degree and certificate programs, as well as all the curriculum that's offered at all of our campuses, instead of having to go to each individual campus. And that resource is www.ecampus.wisconsin.edu. That's a great example of how having a unified system really benefits the state and allows people, regardless of where they are, to access our formal education offerings and credit offerings through online technology.
And we're expanding our offerings in high schools, too.
We are. A number of the campuses are offering dual enrollment and partnering with high schools so that students coming out of high school can have college credit under their belt. In our own community here in Baraboo, we are partners with a number of high schools in the area that send students to us to take advantage of credit courses that are available, particularly in the evening or at times that makes it accessible. In some cases, University of Wisconsin campuses are actually delivering their courses right there in the high school so that students who want to attend college can get a leg up and get some credit under their belt before they step foot on a campus.
And it's amazing. Some of the students I'm seeing are coming with a lot of credits already, almost to sophomore standing before they get to the university.
And you think about the savings potential there of one completing a degree at a younger age and entering the workforce or graduate school earlier, having some experience. Generally, we see students that have taken university credit at the high school level tend to have a very high success rate once they're on a university campus because they've experienced the rigor and the type of expectations that that occur within the context of university classrooms.
Yeah. Reed in Clintonville, let's turn to you now. Hi, Reed.
Good afternoon. Say, first off, I just want to say that I am very proud to be a product of the University of Wisconsin system, having graduated for my undergraduate degree from UW-Oshkosh.
Great.
And also had the privilege of teaching for a while in the system. My concern is really not, I do not have a question. What I do have is a comment, though, and my comment is that I am concerned about the standing of the University of Wisconsin there in Madison in light of the stance of our governor-elect, Scott Walker, and his value concerning stem cell research. I'm very concerned that though we have an international standing at this time, it may be somewhat depleted during his term. The University of Wisconsin certainly is at the forefront of stem cell research, and we hope that much of it will continue, although I understand he has vowed to diminish the program considerably. So I'll hang up and listen to the response.
Well, appreciate the comment. I think in you make an excellent point in general. What we need to do is support the university's development. And we have a tremendous asset in the state, and that means supporting university research so we can secure federal money and research monies that enhance what we're doing on our research campuses, and also support the state contribution to operating the University of Wisconsin system. When I was a college student in the 80s, the state paid for half of the cost to educate me. Today, we're down to a quarter across the system. On some of the larger campuses, it's even a smaller percentage. When my parents were in school in the 50s, it was considerably higher. So I think you touched on an important point that we need to encourage our elected officials to support the university system, and that includes supporting its research mission, its outreach mission, and its access mission, so that we continue to be leaders in all of those areas in the country and in some cases in the world.
Thanks for that call. Armand in Lake Mills, let's go to you now. Hi, Armand.
Hi, like the show. I just had one observation. A lot of the guests you have on sometimes make comments about you get that information online. Well, it's probably good to remember that a lot of people, in fact, a lot of the older people, don't have access to computers readily if they have to go to the library. But so, if it's possible to give them whatever you can online, on the air, it's probably a good idea.
Well, I appreciate those comments, and for those people that maybe don't have online access, I encourage you to come into a University of Wisconsin campus, go to your county extension office, located usually in the county seat of most counties. In some cases, the co-op office is located on a University of Wisconsin campus. And go in and ask questions. The university is here to provide access for its citizens, and we want to see more of the public coming to our campuses. So online is convenient, and I realize not everybody has high-speed access around the state. It's an area that's growing, and I think that's really a big part of the future in terms of the Wisconsin idea and providing access to resources. But there's nothing like walking in and having a face-to-face conversation with a representative in the University of Wisconsin system to help you find the resource you need.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Armand. Kurt in Chippewa Falls, on to you now. Hi, Kurt.
Yeah, morning. I'd like to pick up where the caller previous to the last caller was talking about the state support, general revenue support for the university. I'm afraid that with the increasingly smaller portion of the university budget coming from the state, that eventually the university will be separated from the public interest. Wisconsin idea will lose its power, and the university itself will lose its independence as an academic institution. It will be increasingly beholden to corporate funding, which I think in the research areas and such, it is already much too beholden to corporate funding. What do you think?
You make an excellent point. As state support decreases for the university system, our various campuses and institutions need to look for funding from other sources. One funding source, of course, is tuition, and that's a great challenge as to how do you keep the university system accessible. There are different tuition points across the University of Wisconsin system with the greatest value in terms of the lowest cost at the two-year liberal arts UW campuses. A number of the four-year campuses have different tuition depending upon where they are in the system, and of course the two doctoral institutions have different tuition from the rest of the system. So that's one source, but I agree that we're going to have to be more creative in looking for external sources. That means gifts and contributions from the private sector, alumni, auxiliary operations, and pursuing research monies when possible. And I think you see at Madison and Milwaukee that research monies continue to grow, and I think that's a good thing. But we want to make sure that we can still run the university and provide all of the resources that we've been talking about on this program.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate your call. What are interested in what you're doing on your campus specifically, Tom?
Well, we have a number of things. We're really growing our continuing education operations and providing programming for businesses, programming for all kinds of different communities. We're doing some really innovative programming with the Ho-Chunk Nation in terms of language training that we're excited about and helping to promote Ho-Chunk language through their elders in this language project that involves our campus. We have a proposal along with the UW Colleges, our parent institution, for a new baccalaureate degree of applied arts and sciences that's designed to be a degree for non-traditional students so that they don't necessarily have to leave our community, particularly if they're place-bound, if they have investments and family and business here. We are continuing to grow our course offerings in the evening and really reaching out to underserved populations to make the university more accessible. And also, we've had our tuition frozen since 2006 on the University of Wisconsin College's campuses, so we're very affordable, about $200 a credit across those 13 locations.
Yeah, so that's pretty inexpensive compared to other places.
And the other initiative we have going on is a fast-track program where we are taking some of our courses in the evening and converting them to a hybrid model where a significant portion is online. And a student taking one course at a time in this program in 2 years can earn the Associate of Arts in Science, the liberal arts degree, by taking one course in the evening per 8-week session, as well as going through the summer in Winterham, and complete a degree in 2 years. And I think that really is responsive to helping students out that are working and can't take a full load during the day.
Are there similar kinds of things going, maybe not necessarily the latter that you just mentioned, but are there similar kinds of things are going on at other of the campuses across the
state? There are all kinds of initiatives taking place to recruit and retain students, to bring students back to the university system that were maybe shy of completing a degree, to developing freshmen first-year experiences, to greater retain students, and to provide greater assistance through the college program so that we have more students graduate leaving the pipeline, so to speak. But there's some other, I think, exciting things happening that really reflect the unique nature of the University of Wisconsin system. I mentioned the eCampus portal. Our libraries in the University of Wisconsin system, I believe we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 million cataloged items, have united to create it's in a prototype stage, a portal where a student on any one of the campuses can go to a single portal and search the entire University of Wisconsin system and then eventually bring that resource to their campus. And that's an amazing leveraging of UW resources that a campus like ours with 600 students has access to one of the great public research and university libraries in the country. I think it really reflects the benefit of having a university system, a unified system.
It's one of those examples of where technology has really helped out.
It is. And there's some other interesting things happening. The development of the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service at UW-Marathon. The address for that is www.wipps.org. And this is really bringing back the Wisconsin idea of uniting university expertise to public policy. I think it's a great resource, and it's an opportunity for the public to engage scholars on specific issues and problems to move Wisconsin forward. I think it's in line with some of the original ideas that La Follette had.
Let's talk a little bit about a little bit more about why Wisconsin should be considered a great state asset in today's economy.
Well, I think one way to think about this is that many states look at our system as one of the best in the country. They look at it as a system that's organized differently than other states where we have extension as an individual institution and these 13 public liberal arts colleges where we don't have a community college system that's part of the university system, but rather 13 locations where you can come in and take fully University of Wisconsin courses and be fully integrated into the UW system. And it's the type type of university system that people around the country and around the world recognize. When you say University of Wisconsin, regardless of the hyphen after that UW, it's something that people recognize, and the small circles that I travel with in higher education, again, Wisconsin is thought of as really a model state, and we want to preserve that but also move it forward in such a way so that we continue to be a system that other states look to try to emulate.
And I guess I might just ask, and we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but we should probably be concerned about declining support for the UW system.
Well, I think that's something that we really need to think about, is where is Wisconsin headed in terms of support for its university. We had a number of callers today that talked about the declining support, and at an operating budget of less than a quarter of the operating budget, and I think the operating budget's around $4.7 billion or so, $4 billion in that neighborhood, that with an operating budget of state support less than a quarter, the impact to the state is several times over. I think the most recent UW data suggests that the university's economic impact to the state, the system's about $10 billion. So it's a tremendous return on the public investment in many ways, and we want to make sure that that continues and think about how we can preserve what we have but also grow what we have to make it even better.
Well, Tom, it's always a pleasure. Any parting words for us here?
Well, I appreciate being on the program again, and I'd encourage people who want to learn about the University of Wisconsin system to go to the UW system website. You can access all 26 campuses, extension, and drill down to extension operations in your community and find out what's happening across the state.
Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer and Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County. It's always fun to have him on. We talk about a wide variety of topics when Tom's with us, and it was fun to take a look at the Wisconsin idea and look at the Wisconsin idea of the future. And I think there's some good things out there and some things where we probably need to be a little concerned about, but I think we're in the right direction, certainly with our plans for the future. So appreciate having Tom with us. I expect we'll have him back at some point. I'm pretty sure we will. Well, just taking a look ahead to tomorrow, oh my goodness, it's the first Wednesday of the month. That means Scott Craven, UW Extension Wildlife Ecologist, will be on to talk with us about the wonderful world of Wisconsin wildlife. In the meantime, stay with us on the Ideas Network.